But first, we're going to be doing our monthly on-air book group, Leslie's Readers. Catherine Lana with us, journalist, writer, bookie herself. She works at Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge, puts on all sorts of book events, and she helps to choose our books. And she picked The Lido, at least I think it's Lido, could be Lido, The Lido or Lido, however we care to say it, by Libby Page. My favourite book to date, I think. And we've had some stonking books, but it really did. I was immersed the minute I started reading it.
Well, yes, and I'd read it before. So I knew it was a safe bet, but I also wanted to read it again just to be fresh. And actually, I completely lost myself in it again, which is, I think, quite a good thing to say about a book, is that if it's still got that freshness that you want to lose yourself in the world that the author has created. So it's set around Brixton, and I say Lido. But you say Lido.
I don't know which it's meant to be, but we can have an argue about it. If you want to vote, do text me now.
Yes,
Lido or Lido.
So it's around Brixton, Lido or Lido. And it's a fictional interpretation of something that's happened there, I think, which is that the Lido is threatened with closure. And we find out about this through the two characters, Rosemary and Kate, and their lives are all wrapped up in this Lido. So first of all, Rosemary, she's in her late 80s and she's been swimming this pool most of the days in her adult life. And now that she's widowed, it's the place where she feels closest to her husband. Meanwhile, Kate is in her late 20s. She's a young reporter, but she's moved away from friends and family to start a new job in London. And she's struggling because she's in a shared house. So there are lots of people in the house, but she feels really lonely and cut off. And she's suffering from panic attacks. So these two ladies, their lives sort of collide when they meet at the Lido. So Kate is tasked with writing about this potential closure. And Rosemary is a key person that she wants to interview to find out why this place should be saved. And it's about their growing friendship, their love of swimming, and how they might or might not save the Lido.
And there's also, because Rosemary tells Kate that she'll only do an interview if Kate will go and have a swim. And Kate discovers also some therapy within all of that, doesn't she? For her loneliness and getting into the water, and then she makes friends. It's I don't know why or how it's such a beautiful book, but you become engrossed in it, you become part of it. And the characters are so real when
they
you talk
are,
about them.
Yes.
It did move me, not in a sad way, but I have to say that if I was lying on a beach, I wouldn't be able to get up again, because nearly every time I read it, I was reading it on my little Kindle, or it could be a Kindle,
e-book.
It could be any other e-reader, while Mark's asleep and I'm reading it there, I'm sort of going, because it's so beautiful.
Yes, so it does make you cry, but not in a sad way, as you said, yeah. And it's quite a poignant theme, because it's about loneliness in older age, as you're looking back on your life and missing out on things, but also loneliness at not knowing where you fit in. But as you say, the swimming has proved a therapy for both of them. The coldness, because it's an outdoor thing, and also the actual powering through the water in whatever way, powering or just dabbling in the water. And the way she describes swimming, I wanted to get out there straight away. I wanted to go under the water and get through and get my exercise. And also one of the things that Kate discovers, so she enters into this agreement that the only way she'll get that interview is to go swimming, and she doesn't want to, and it brings on a panic attack as well in the changing rooms, which I can really relate to. Changing rooms are horrible.
They are horrible. And I would be like her on my own, inside my own little cubicle, not one of the women who can flaunt happily.
That's right. So anyway, so she does the swimming. But then when she gets home, she realises that it's brought her a benefit. And she actually Googles benefits of exercise. And of course, there's various research showing that exercise can help you and enhances your mood, changes your mood for the better. So it's got a really good message in that, really. And we see it through Kate, and it's so believable. We do actually completely engage with what's happening to her. And I think it brings out the best in us as a reader as well. It just lifts our mood as we're reading about her experience.
Yeah, there's so much misery everywhere that this is, if you're feeling a bit miserable, this is a really good book to read, I think.
It is. And also, it's not just Kate and Rosemary. It's about the community.
And it's about changing community, about friendships. And there's lots in there, isn't there?
Yeah, a village in a city. And yes, just bringing everybody together and how you can actually, and also the leveller of exercise. You know, that changing room when everybody's got their clothes off, you can't actually tell what one person is doing over another person. And so you just relate to each other as people, not as roles.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be said in it.
It's a very clever book. Has she written any others?
No, this is her first.
Her first book.
So we have to wait and see what she does next.
See what she does next as well. So that must be a huge pressure. Yeah. So it's The Lido by Libby Page. You've got, and I think you've had a comment come through to you as well, haven't you?
Yes. So Julia in Bedfield near Framlingham, she's read the book and she says, having grown up going to Salt Dean Lido with my nana, there was a chance that the romantic memories that I held would be ruined by this novel. However, the charming book reaffirmed my memories and its moving storyline captured me. It was the perfect spring read. The two main characters, Rosemary and Kate, remind us of the importance of human connection and how places help us to maintain those connections with lost loved ones. My love of outdoor swimming, wild or inner Lido, might have helped my love of this book, but nonetheless it was a tender, heartwarming read.
I don't think you need to love swimming. I think, as you say, it just makes you think you should love swimming.
Yes.
Maybe I might go and have a swim and then change my mind again. Or I don't dislike swimming, but you get wet, don't you, and cold.
Yeah. So, particularly if it's outdoors.
But I really do. And I was at Felixstowe Library on Saturday and talking to Steph, who runs the library, and there's a huge waiting list, she says, but they've had it as their book group as well, and everybody just loved the book.
Yes. Well, I can't recommend it highly enough. I think it's a good escapist read. And as I said, something that you go back to.
Yeah. Not difficult to read, and maybe a good present for someone. I spoke to someone who'd given it as a present, so maybe that's quite a good idea, isn't it? The Lido by Libby Page then comes, highly recommended, probably maybe even a 10 out of 10. I don't know. Would you do 10? Do you ever do 10s?
No.
Okay, so 9.
9.5.
9.5.